The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Hey, this is Joe Dance, and welcome to the Creativity and Technology Solutions for Business and Life show. And today we're going to be talking creativity, and we're going to be talking to a very creative person, Christina Hagopian. She is the CEO and creative director for Hagopian Inc., and that's spelled I-N-K. And her award-winning company is a 16-year-old certified woman-owned branding agency in New York City that specializes in increasing value for luxury and lifestyle brands like PepsiCo, Lancome, and Mercedes-Benz through e-commerce, branding, and email marketing. And her company's work spans all facets of print and digital media, from integrated multi-channel marketing programs to e-commerce, websites, and remarkable brand experiences. Hagopian Inc., as mentioned, also crafts exquisitely effective email campaigns, letting companies create their own unique mark in the world. And welcome to the show, Christina. How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
I am well. And, you know, looking at your website, and I said before, if you go to www.hagopianinc, and that's an I-N-K, you know, I've noticed that your creative work involves really fine storytelling skills using exceptional and really memorable visual images. It's clear that you love art and you've incorporated into your work. You know, how did you, you know, where did you start with that personally? How did you get involved in that art, very artful look, that rich look that people look for in a brand?
I came from a fine art background. I started even as a child, drawing and painting and printmaking as my early forms of creation. I had wonderful art teachers growing up, especially my high school art teacher in junior high, and they really nurtured that. But so I always go back to the art as the origin of design. It's with purpose and function now.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we've found, and people who develop 3D printers, and we had somebody on our show not too long talking about 3D printers and their use, and you would figure, you know, for somebody to develop a prototype of a product using a 3D printer with lasers where they would cut a prototype, what they found was that the best developers of using 3D printers were artists, you know, who had a sense of shape, depth,
yeah,
and quality.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. No, it really does make a difference. And, you know, you could see that reflected certainly in your work. You know, how do you separate your company from the competition in this day and age to where sometimes print ads aren't what they used to be because we're going more to a digital world, but you're in the digital world too, right?
I am. It's a very crowded space. You know, there's a lot of noise, as we all know. We're all inundated, especially after our Cyber Monday and Black Friday deluge that we just had. You know, but I really made a niche early on when I started the business. We always had a focus in the luxury market, because I found that those brands, you know, our early clients like Estee Lauder and Mercedes and La Perla, they really cared very much about every aspect of their brand from a visual perspective. They respected design and cared about the creative and the photography and invested in it. And we really felt that they were, you know, a really good partner for us. And then over time, we started to differentiate with e-commerce and email marketing. I don't know if everyone knows, but email is really the largest ROI on all channels, both online and offline. And there are very few creative firms that specialize in email. So it's really transformed our business. We found, you know, it's a very competitive space. A lot of companies do logos and web designs, but there's just a lot fewer that do email well. And so we started to build a portfolio that attracted the larger brands and created a real strong niche there.
Yeah, I mean, this obviously is a good time of the year for email, especially when people are receiving it. A lot of your clients out there using it now, certainly before the holidays, where a lot of their sales are. I mean, I would presume with some of the, certainly the higher end, this is a big time of the year.
It truly is the gift giving season. You know, everyone is capitalizing on this, this last month and a half as the true, you know, indicator of how well their year has been. So it's really important to capture those eyeballs and clicks, and you have to break through that inbox.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the phrases on your website, and I like this one too, is, you know, one size does not fit all, you know, when it comes to a campaign. What do you mean when you're talking about that?
Well, it's really about building the team as well as the campaign. You know, we, a lot of larger agencies, they hire more generalists or designers that can, you know, take care of a large range of clients. Well, we form teams with specialists that are handpicked for those client goals and have the unique look and feel. We, of course, use this, a lot of the same designers over and over again, but I wouldn't put the same designer on a fashion brand as I would for a tech brand, for instance. And this really benefits each client, and they require a unique solution, so they should have a unique team.
Yeah, right. And that's important. You know, you and I were talking the other week about branded podcasts, and that's another area that's a very specialized type of skill. And you're not going to get the average generalist in there to do something like that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of those are so hot right now.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of the people who are out there, maybe they have a small business, maybe they have a mid-sized business or even a large business, you know, why not talk about branding again? Give them a reminder about what branding is and why it's important for all businesses.
Well, it really all starts with that strategy and how do you, you know, bubble up and compete and eclipse that your competition, you know, how to make a distinctive and memorable mark. That's a real cornerstone of your company image. It communicates your values. It's a visual representation of all the qualities you want to express. I think of it as like that first impression when you walk into a room, you know, that making of your mark is what we call it.
Yeah, when people come in and they say, wow, look at that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You won't get that unless you've really thought your brand through and what your image should be.
Yeah, and really the upscale image. And with brands, typically, you want to maintain consistency too, don't you, in terms of the way things look, the way they feel visually, right?
Absolutely. You know, making sure that every channel, whether it's print, whether it's your website, your business card, your email that goes out, your social media feed, that they all have a very congruous brand experience, and that online and offline experience is really married.
Yeah. Well, you see that with, for example, my son's been doing some work for BMW lately with Mercedes-Benz. And you'll watch the after products that they will sell with, you know, a Mercedes-Benz, whether it's a backpack or something along those lines. They really maintain the upscale vision when they have these products there so that you know it's right up there with the Mercedes-Benz itself.
Absolutely. You know, what is your brand persona? You know, what do those what feelings are they evoking? You know, that Nike swoosh or the Wheaties box. You know, we talk a lot about differentiating and creating that emotional response.
Yeah. Well, you know, the leader of any organization, especially now you're the CEO of your organization, but you're also the creative director as well. You know, what does a creative director do in an agency like yours and others?
Well, it really sets the vision for all the creative projects for both my team and my clients. I find that the right message and tone and oversee the creative process. I often craft the creative briefs that are kind of the Bible in which we are launching a new project or campaign. So it gives guidance for the look and feel and the messaging that all the designers should be crafting. It's really that recipe, as if it's the and the chef then puts it together to make the proper dish.
So everybody gets involved in making that stew out there as well. And folks, we are talking today about creativity with Christina Hagopian, the CEO and creative director for Hagopian Inc., a boutique agency about the creative side of branding your company and making it stand out in a digital age. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Having difficulty sleeping with a dip in the bed is the reason so many people shop Mills Paw Furniture to switch to our supportive and pressure-relieving mattresses. And we accommodate them once we determine that they're not talking about their spouse, but a sag in their mattress. At Mills Paw Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie, we'll professionally fit you for your best pillow, then let you feel the support and comfort of our traditional two-sided mattress sets and our lifestyle adjustable mattresses. Have you been throwing money away on mattresses that just aren't comfortable, or where you end up in a dip in the bed that you just can't escape from? Invest a dollar or two a day in mattresses that are uniquely different than any you have seen around and experience tranquil sleep again. Don't guess from a computer screen how your furniture and mattress will feel. For the past 160 years, we have been your store for non-line shopping. So leave the screen behind and visit us in person, where we can fit you for the comfort and support you need. Mills Paw, since 1858.
Greenwood Lake Bagels, 93 Windermere Avenue, is open from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. daily, and they serve much more than bagels each day. They also offer a vast selection of home-baked goods, such as muffins, coffee cake, holiday pies, and gluten-free baked goods. Greenwood Lake Bagels has an extensive breakfast and lunch menu, and they offer a variety of specialty drinks. They also offer discounts to our veterans, military, and first responders. Visit their Facebook page at Greenwood Lake Bagels for more information.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come in and taste the wine. Life is a cabernet, oh chum. Come to the cabernet. Wine Time Wine and Liquor is located at Flowick Shopping Plaza.
This is Mark Chisholm, inviting you to come see us at Wine Time Wines and Liquors, located in the Flowick Plaza in beautiful, historic Warwick, New York.
Every Good Deed Title Agency is Orange County's reliable title insurance and settlement services company in the residential and commercial real estate industry. This is Bob Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio and owner of Every Good Deed Title Agency. I've been in the abstract and title insurance business for over 20 years. Contact me for a free quote on title insurance and settlement services for your next real estate or refinance transaction. Contact Every Good Deed Title Agency at 986-3713, everygooddeed.us.
This is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse, and I'm urging you to be part of WTBQ's Toys for Military Tots Drive. The recipients are children of disabled American veterans and reserve and active airmen, Army, Marine, and Navy personnel. I am urging everyone to participate by donating one unwrapped toy for ages infant to 12 for those children whose parents sacrificed so much so we may enjoy safe holidays with our families. Email Taylor at WTBQ.com.
Drive ends on December 10th.
WTBQ.
Hey, this is Joe Dance, and welcome back to the Creativity and Technology Solutions for Business and Life show. And today we're talking about creativity with creative guru Christina Hagopian. She's the CEO and creative director for Hagopian Inc., and that's I-N-K. And you can look it up on the web if you'd like to see some samples of her work, which are great. She's a great visual storyteller among certainly a storyteller today, and we're going to talk about some of your success stories, Christina. And you can go to www.hagopianinc.com, and you can look at some of her work. And we really appreciate your insight today, Christina, in terms of we're going to talk about some of the stories later on. And we live in a digital age, as we said before, but there is room today for some creative snail mail that we can send out to people. Or, as you said before, email is a huge business. And it's also one where you can get an excellent return on investment, too. And that's very valuable, isn't it, for your clients?
It's huge, especially if once they own their own list and have grown to have raving fans and brand lovers on their list. That's really key.
Yeah, the list itself. Do you get involved in the selection of that list, or how do you build those lists?
We don't believe in buying lists. Mm-hmm. We certainly believe in growing your list organically, having for every, especially in the e-commerce business, for every sale, encouraging someone to join that list, having good content and promotions and being the first to know type of experiences for people to have a benefit for being on the list. You know, no one wants to give their email knowing that it's just going to give spam. So, you know, making valuable content coming through and having someone look forward to that content versus dreading and wanting to unsubscribe, that's our job.
And that really is what it's about, where you're getting something that's fun visually, something that's maybe educational, something that's informative. I got something the other day from, I guess it was Hamaker and Schlemmer, where I didn't delete it yet because I want to look at it. It was a thing about toys, and it caught my attention, and it was nicely laid out in an email. And, you know, I always like to, even though my boys are 20, going on 23 and 28, I still like to get them one toy each year.
Oh, that's great.
You know? You know, so that type of thing, you know, grabbed my attention in particular. And, you know, building a team for a creative director like you, you know, what are you looking for? What are you looking for in the people that you want to work with and hire?
Well, that talent, you know, is sometimes, especially for designers, is an innate. We often can train certain aspects, but that eye for design is often something that I can spot but can't groom unless it's really inside of you. But also, you know, the aspects of just a very collaborative team, you know, and having that feeling of working together and bouncing ideas is also really important. You know, this tried and true dependability, I know it sounds boring, but never having to worry about meeting a deadline and having someone who's really detail-oriented and self-driven. And I often say, you know, kindness is highly underrated in business, and just working with other good, kind people is often most important.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, your business is basically owned by you, and you make a special point, certainly, of talking about women-owned businesses. I presume that's been working out well for you, and it's good to see a more diverse population of people out there having an impact on business. How does being a woman, does it impact you at all? Is it more just on the fact that you create great content and results, where the question of being a woman doesn't even come into play, right?
I try to make it not be an issue. I've had other people in my life tell me I often think like a man, but I certainly have a strength that I try not to make it overly feminine. I want to be seen for, you know, who we are, and just so happens to be that, you know, our team is often made up of many women. It is a differentiator in gaining contracts. Sometimes the diversity and procurement do like to see it, but it only moves the needle if you're already a contender. It doesn't win you the business if you're not already doing good work.
At the end of the day, you have to be really good regardless, and then that's what it comes down to. Do you have that eye that you were talking about before? And, you know, there's a whole generation of young people that are coming out today that are going to school. Maybe they're studying graphic design with computers, things like that. What are you looking for in terms of a skill set from those folks? Do you want them to be able to draw something too? What type of skill sets are you looking for?
Well, I do think that there is something overly digital about our age right now, and there is a lacking of the analog, and I often encourage my designers to get off the computer as much as possible, including the advice I give myself, because that's really where the creativity lies, is in your own mind and hand. I do think that those skills are are diminishing, especially as we're reducing art in our schools. But it's actually the most important thing. It feeds the technology. The technology is just a tool.
Yes, it really is. And well, you were talking about the eye before. How do you when you talk to people, when you, let's say you interview them to hire them, what are, you know, are you looking for a certain type of eye, looking for organization in terms of thinking? I think you said that before.
I do. I also like to hire people with opposite skill sets than mine, you know, to really create a more multifaceted team.
Yeah.
I do like to have that less is more approach, no matter who they are, to really streamline. I care most about the design principles versus there's a lot of fluff out there, and more style versus strategic thinking. And you have to ask the right questions to get to that strategic thinking. I have a very famous question that I'll give away that I started asking even my interns when I first started hiring is, how do you organize your closet? Because you can tell a lot by how a designer thinks by their answer.
Yeah.
You know, do they organize by like items, by color, by garment type, or is it by the season? This explains how they organize their daily life. Because when you're organizing the content for a website, for instance, or even your file structure, you want someone that thinks that way or thinks in a structural way in some fashion, not some wild design or, you know, mad scientist, although there's room for that too.
Especially with creatives, you know, having worked as a marketing director for a financial institution where I had about four or five people working with me, and having done a lot of the copy and content myself in other jobs where I didn't have as many people, at first it was kind of, I would write content and I'd see that people didn't have the same writing style that I had. And, you know, I had to sit there and say, you know what, they're good writers. I have to get over that. And it goes back to what you said before about people who have opposite skills or different skills than yours. Do you ever find that to be a challenge?
I actually love getting surprised by some of the designs that come back after I've, you know, created the creative brief or had, you know, brainstorming discussion. And it's like, I would never have created that, but I like it.
Yeah.
And and I even did that in our own website recently where I knew I was going to be too close to the design process where I would have overthought and, you know, mulled over every detail, which of course I still do, but passing it off to somebody else and then letting it come back and it being something that you, even better than you envisioned. That's a very exciting moment.
Yeah, that can be refreshing too. And then it also, the important thing is that you give people some freedom to be creative too, right?
Exactly. You know, give them the parameters, but don't micromanage their look and let them explore and create in their own way. And that's often when you get the best work back.
Yeah. You know, I guess the challenge sometimes is when you bring all that together to have kind of a consistent image or design for your branding too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I always tease my son. I shouldn't, but he's a millennial, and he's not your traditional millennial. And I shouldn't make generalizations either about anybody. But I was teasing one time. I said at your new job, do they have any safe spaces there where you can run and hide? And are there any safe spaces at your agency?
All my designers and project managers especially and partners know they can come to me with a problem. We're really a small family. It's a small group. We work very closely together, and I would like to think that the whole studio is a safe space. We also work very virtually together, and that creates that everyone has their own moments.
Yeah. Do you have, well, you were talking before about collaboration, and I think that's very important. How does do you have brainstorming sessions at your agency where everybody collaborates together and you build on ideas? Is that something you guys do?
We often do it with our clients, especially in the early branding stages of a new business. Yeah. We have kickoff meetings with, you know, sticky notes and asking very pertinent questions and different words and descriptions and colors, and we'll have all of these swatches on the table and newspaper clippings and magazines, and having this very interactive experience, especially in that early stage of brand development, and where we create almost a mood board and a mind map on the wall. And that's a very interactive way of gathering ideas. And even if you wanted to do that collaboratively digitally, I often had collaborative boards on Pinterest with my clients where they'll pin different images and we'll correspond back and forth of what speaks to them, so we have a better idea of what they're imagining.
Yeah, you know, and that's important for artists, for anybody who wants to build a brand, is to look at a lot of visual images and be able to provide them with those visual images as well, so that you can pull something together that's world-class like your agency has been. Folks, we're going to take a break here. We're talking about creativity today with Christina Hagopian, the CEO and creative director for Hagopian Inc., that's with a K, about the creative side of branding your company and making it stand out in a digital age. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dawson Motors, Warwick's largest and oldest independent automotive facility, has been family-owned and operated for over 33 years. Their service department can professionally repair any model of car, van, or truck with certified service technicians and the latest computer diagnostic equipment. They offer tire, wheel, and battery sales, four-wheel alignments, New York State inspections, Saturday service appointments, a free customer shuttle, and also accept all major credit cards. The Dawson Motors sales department is equally impressive. All pre-owned vehicles are hand-selected by the Dawson family and thoroughly checked over and serviced. They take trade-ins, provide easy financing, and offer extended warranties on all qualified pre-owned vehicles. The car buying experience at Dawson's is truly stress-free, relaxed, and enjoyable. Call Dawson Motors today at 845-986-8558 or visit them at 45 Oakland Avenue in Warwick or online at DawsonMotors.com.
Hi, this is Suzanne Dermody, an associate broker at Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty in the Goshen office. Whether you are a first-time buyer or relocating or a seller, rest assured your journey will be a memorable learning experience. For more information, please visit my website at suzanne.dermody.randrealty.com. suzanne.dermigny.randrealty.com.
AllDry USA offers residential and commercial mold, water, and fire damage remediation services all throughout New York and locally in Goshen. Licensed and insured to restore and remediate, AllDry USA is open 24/7 and offers direct insurance billing, so the homeowner or business owner does not have to maneuver the insurance maze or pay out-of-pocket expenses. If your home or commercial building has damage, don't wait. For more information, visit alldryny.com.
Hi, this is Jimmy Sturr inviting you to the magic of Christmas. It's the Jimmy Sturr Christmas Show at the Paramount Theater, Middletown, New York. It'll be on Saturday, December 1st, starting at 3 p.m. And what a wonderful show. Not only the Jimmy Sturr Band, but our special guests Larry Chance and the Earls, along with some great dancers, the Jimmy Sturr Singers, and so much more. Saturday, December 1st, 3 p.m., the Paramount Theater in Middletown, New York. Call 845-651-4266.
Be listening Thursday, December the 6th at 4 p.m. for a hometown Christmas. Brought to you by Warwick Valley Telephone. It's Thursday, December the 6th at 4 p.m.
WTBQ weather.
We'll see variable cloudy conditions today. Gusty winds and some snow showers, high into the low 40s. Tonight, still windy. Clouds with us. A couple more flurries, 30 to 35. Tomorrow, we'll see sunshine and clouds. Windy again with a high in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. We'll head into the upper 20s. The wind should start to diminish. And then for Friday, we have partly sunny skies. A few clouds coming in. Could be a period of light snow as we go to midday. Changing over to showers in the afternoon with our high just about 40. I'm WeatherWorks meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
WTBQ.
Hey, this is Joe Dance, and welcome back to the Creativity and Technology Solutions for Business and Life show. And as I mentioned before, today we're talking about creativity. And it's our great opportunity today to have a creative director. And we have Christina Hagopian, the CEO and creative director for Hagopian Inc. And her boutique agency works with Fortune 500 clients and not so Fortune 500 clients, but in either way, she helps them build their brand continuity and gets responses from people by really developing high-end communications that pay for themselves. And one of the things that we've been doing, Christina, is we've been talking about, and I thought you talked about it nicely before, you know, how you get a kind of you develop a visual board in front of you where there are articles on it, pictures, images, different things like that inspire people to connect those creative dots. You know, what inspires you? Is it people sometimes? Is it, you know, any quotes you like out there? What makes you tick from that perspective?
Oh, gosh, everything really inspires me. I have talked about being a sponge a little bit of being absorbing the world around you. Art always inspires, nature, traveling, you know, architecture in different places. I'm also a very sensory person, so have cooking and sights and sounds and textures. I knit and have ceramics on the side, so anything that where I'm creating with my hands, I find inspiring. But in terms of who I find inspiring, I've had art and design teachers and colleagues, other entrepreneurs often inspire me. You know, I follow many on social media and find how they problem solve and how they think about complex problems and always inspiring other businesses too.
Yeah, I know you went to Carnegie Mellon University, and the founder of that organization was could be a creative person himself too, right?
Oh, well, Andrew Carnegie was a little ruthless in how he built his businesses off the backs of immigrants, but he also really fostered that point between art and design and technology, which is still the cornerstone today. And one of the stories of CMU folklore that I often find ingenious is when he first founded the college, he wasn't sure if it would really succeed as an educational institution. So as insurance, he built the first buildings with sloped hallways so that they could easily turn into factory buildings and rolling different equipment as a backup plan. But thankfully, CMU was a success, and I often credit my education there as a foundation for both business and design.
Sure. And, you know, the Edisons of the world and those other folks back then were kind of self-educated people, too. How do you feel about self-educated people? Shouldn't we all be self-educated people as we go through life and things change once we've gotten our degree from one place?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. You know, the education gave you a foundation, but what I know now,
yes,
20 years later in business and in life is, it's the old adage of life is experience, and what you're learning constantly is really where the magic happens.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people have hobbies. I know you have hobbies. You talked about them before, from doing wheel ceramics and doing other things. I like to go fishing. And how do you look at those hobbies when it comes to developing creative ideas? How important is it for you to have those hobbies for downtime and maybe just to relax, to come up with new ideas?
Well, I purposely choose hobbies that are intentionally taking me off the computer.
Yes.
Because like I said, I really think I have noticed in the years that my thought pattern has changed. I have a shorter attention span. You know, my ability to sit and be patient has dwindled. So, you know, finding things that I can do with my hands and get instead of pixels has been really crucial for kind of countering that brain activity. And I know that they've done studies on it too, but I notice it immediately. And having those activities, you know, are really balancing. I often think that the clay is an earth element, and yep. it balances the fire that I have in other ways, especially my crazy mind sometimes. So it's what can you do to balance and soothe?
Yeah.
And that's a really important thing for me.
And the brain needs downtime. One thing I've always found from a creative perspective is that when I think I'm actually relaxing, my brain is still working on different projects, trying to connect different dots. And I found that doing that, even doing physical labor sometimes, something where, like you said, you're not on a computer, you're not intensely thinking about what your problem is. Maybe you're doing something where your endorphins are now kicking in. I was chopping wood one day when I came up with a great idea, but I was also relaxed. But at the same time, I could tell that my mind was working on this project kind of quietly in the background. And even something I did while I was chopping some wood, you know, stimulated an idea I had, and just to get those other endorphins moving in your brain and mind, I think are very important.
It really is. You know, I grew up swimming, and I often will go for a swim, and just going with it's like a moving meditation. You know,
yes.
Where you're not having any outside influences, and you can sort through things and let your mind be free for a little bit. And I remember years ago they came up with headphones that you could have in the water, and I said, no, I need to hear my own voice in my head.
Yes.
That's the whole point. So I've never joined into the music in my head as I exercise.
Sure. Or yoga, hiking. I know you like to do those things as well. And you know, when you're out doing that, you also see visual things and have experiences that you're just not going to get in the office.
It's so true. It's so true. It's just it's taking yourself out of the four walls, and you know, that's when the real idea creation really happens.
Yeah, and one of the things that you've talked about before, and I agree with you, is going out and seeing the competition, because you are going to position whatever you're doing against your competition. So why is it important? It is important to go out and see the competition, right?
It is, you know, following others on Instagram or social media, reading trade articles and blogs, you know, looking at what are the other industry leaders doing better than you.
Yeah.
I think it's always important to be aware of them, so that you can differentiate yourselves and really have your own identity. You know, I'm not a particular fan of trendy design, and it bothers me when I see a lot of designs that look the same. So we try to see what's out there, but then, you know, really not be a slave to those trends.
Yeah. Not only talking to your competition, looking at your competition and talking to them as well. I don't think that's a bad idea, but also really talking to your clients. And that's an art in itself. Getting, like you said before, you have your sessions, sometimes creative sessions with your clients, where you all come up with ideas together. Doing searching, I mean, talking to clients and getting them to talk and asking those right types of questions so you can develop a creative campaign is important as well.
Oh, it is. We ask a lot of questions to get the clients to have, and you know, sometimes they have an idea of what they want visually, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to solve the greater problem that they have. So we try to ask really pointed questions so that they almost have a buy-in to the process, which they really do. There's also then less surprises in the design reviews, and they are really invested in the solution at every step.
Yeah. Yeah. I also presume it's very important to talk to their customers as well, right? And get their customer stories.
Yes, yes. And what is working for them and what isn't. And sometimes, you know, having that reconnaissance and user feedback is so important.
Yeah. I mean, it really is important to talk to those end users, because that's where the best stories come out of, and the best visual images and ideas and campaigns. Because if you look in this day and age today, people want to hear success stories. They want to know why I should use this technology because 5, 10 million other people have used it, and it's very important out there.
It is.
Biggest challenges today, and what I want to do is in the last part of the show, folks, I recommend that you continue to listen. We're going to talk about some really good examples of some good little case studies that Christina's worked on with her agency and how you can break through some of the clutter out there. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back. And so stay tuned. The best part is yet to come.
Having difficulty sleeping with a dip in the bed is the reason so many people shop Mills Paw Furniture to switch to our supportive and pressure-relieving mattresses. And we accommodate them once we determine that they're not talking about their spouse, but a sag in their mattress. At Mills Paw Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie, we'll professionally fit you for your best pillow, then let you feel the support and comfort of our traditional two-sided mattress sets and our lifestyle adjustable mattresses. Have you been throwing money away on mattresses that just aren't comfortable, or where you end up in a dip in the bed that you just can't escape from? Invest a dollar or two a day in mattresses that are uniquely different than any you have seen around and experience tranquil sleep again. Don't guess from a computer screen how your furniture and mattress will feel. For the past 160 years, we have been your store for non-line shopping. So leave the screen behind and visit us in person where we can fit you for the comfort and support you need. Mills Paw, since 1858.
Make any special occasion the memory of a lifetime with Music to Remember. From Sinatra to Rihanna, choose the local and award-winning DJs from Music Magic. They're experts at driving creative party ideas and games that shape a great time. They even do magic and comedy for every occasion. Give them a call at 845-986-5602 or text them at 914-393-7758. Music Magic is fully insured and provides local references, so give them a call today.
Fireball.
Spin, spin, spin to great dance music with low lights. Where? At Pedal and Goshen. Choose spinning class or personal training or both. Right in the heart of the village. Burn calories. Get strong. Get healthy. Get fit. Believe in yourself. You can do it. Spin at Pedal or CrossFit with a personal trainer. Centrally located at 29 St. John Street in Goshen. To schedule an appointment or for more information, visit pedalgoshenny.com.
The Computer Guy will build it, install it, maintain it, upgrade it, and recycle all your outdated computer components. Let the top professionals with the hometown attitude take care of your technology needs. The Computer Guy is known for integrity, customer service, and vast knowledge and will customize to your needs. The Computer Guy, with two locations, 2 Overlook Drive in Warwick and 22 Meadow Road in Florida. Call 877-889-8055 or visit thecomputerguy.pro.
This is Clark Howard.
It is a complete, utter, total ripoff. You're going to be paid a pitiful number of pennies on the dollar and totally eat up your future.
Clark Howard, weekdays from 1 till 3.
WTBQ.
Hey, this is Joe Danz, and welcome back to the Creativity and Technology Solutions for Business and Life show. And today it's our pleasure to be talking about creativity today with Christina Hagopian. She's the CEO and creative director for Hagopian Inc., and that's with an I-N-K at the end of it. It's an award-winning agency that's based in Manhattan. And we're talking about the creative side of branding your company and making it stand out in a digital age. And Christina, companies have huge challenges today, and one is certainly maintaining a brand, a digital brand as well. There's a lot of clutter out there, and, how do you and your agency cut through it? And I'd like to talk to you, I'd like you to talk about some of the stories, because storytelling is our best way to get information out to people here, but how do you and your agency cut through it? And let's talk about some of those examples of some campaigns that might come to mind.
Yeah, to cut through the clutter, sometimes I find that even though we are living in a digital age, that people forget that the print media is really impactful, which is ironic when we often design for email, but it's extremely effective to use old-fashioned snail mail. We actually sent what I call our candle campaign with a unique custom candle with our branding on it and a card that says, "Now is your time to shine. Yeah. Ignite your innovation." And we sent it with these custom matches that said, "Ignite, create, shine" on it. We boxed them up and sent them to our top clients and partners and often prospects. And we send them to the prospects where I might have already sent a proposal, but I want to gain the attention and really close the business.
Yes.
That I really want to win. And I can't tell you, we will often get thank yous for our promotion.
Yes.
Which is crazy when you think that sometimes you just want them to be received, let alone acknowledged and replied to. And people love getting mail, especially
yes.
when it's fun mail.
Yes.
You know, not junk mail, of course. So that has been a great way to, you know, get someone's attention. I have a friend who also is a promotions designer, and he sends pizza boxes and sends a whole box of pizza to the office or agency that he's trying to gain attention. And he says on the box, "I just want a slice of your time," and it gets a call back.
It's cute.
It is really, really effective.
Yeah, and people have forgotten that. They've forgotten that people like to get things. Something that's, like you said before, something that's entertaining, something that's fun, something that's thoughtful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And you have, I think you were working with some a new car wash branding project too?
Yeah, we just launched a new car wash. It's that we had to come up with the name for the business as well as the logo. And
yeah.
You know, they were trying to really break out of the competition. You know, car washes aren't necessarily female friendly, and they wanted to try to find a female audience, or at least a gender neutral experience. So they created a car wash experience that's fully automated, where the only real human interaction is placing your credit card in the kiosk. So we named the company together. We called it Cloud 10 Car Wash. And it really represents that elevated aspect of the experience. And the logo is really clean and that matched the experience. And the little number 10 hovers above the line, kind of floating. And it's a reminder that it's not your ordinary car wash experience. And you'll feel even higher than Cloud 9 after going through the wash.
Yeah, no, that's neat. You know, the old blunt approach with women was to have them in a bathing suit washing your car on the way out years ago. And that certainly is in the opposite direction here. But it's interesting that you certainly are targeting more women. And from that perspective, and, you know, like you said before, you do a lot of research for these things. Anytime you go into your messaging here on the branding side, you're doing research too, like in the case with the new, you know, with this automated car wash, aren't you? What are you learning from people?
Oh, absolutely. We actually, for that project, we went to a regular kind of dingy car wash experience to mm-hmm. to feel what it feels like as a woman going through that and the
yeah.
grime and, you know, not wanting to really go. And that's why oftentimes women aren't going for their car wash. So we had a real reconnaissance experience,
mm-hmm.
And then going through the more Disneyland type of experience with the new technology. So just actually being there physically is the research, and then of course interviewing stakeholders, interviewing former clients, interviewing customers, and what they want to have as part of their brand experience.
Yeah, I guess you could even talk about pricing as well, too, right? I've seen
Absolutely.
more car washes where, you know, you can have a monthly fee, and wash your car 500 times if you want. It's more expensive than the person who does it once or twice a month. And, There's a whole psychology to it. And it's always what I've always found fascinating was, and one of the biggest entrepreneurs right in Warwick was a gentleman who owned the car wash. He actually was interested in having me come in and train his people to do selling and doing customer service. And he said, you know, it took about a week, but then it started to kick in. We had a lot more sales. But he was very progressive minded, and it was very important to get in and understand his business like you did. And you might think that since your agencies work with Mercedes-Benz and whatnot, a car wash, yeah, you have to almost put as much thought into that as you might with, you know, a Mercedes-Benz product sometimes, maybe even more.
Yes, absolutely, especially when you're coming up with both a name and identity. No one knows who you are. You know, creating that that system is really important.
And you're trying to create a premium product there, too, as well, from people's perspective in their mind. This is above and beyond the norm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are some other projects? We've got about 4 minutes left in the show. I know you've done some work recently with Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get there?
Oh, gosh. That was a little while ago, actually, but it's one of our favorite projects. You know, sometimes the brands have such a powerful story that they come naturally creative.
Yes.
And it really was a dream client in that way. We are often creating email campaigns for subscription companies, and this was a service so that you could watch your Sesame Street on the go with your mobile phone with your child. And it really became a designer and copywriter's dream.
Wow.
Where all the emails use the Sesame Street characters to tell our story, where Elmo invited you to try the app and the Grouch sent a grumpy message if you hadn't signed up yet, and Bert and Ernie reminded you if you lost your password, and then Sad Big Bird sent a message that he was bummed if you unsubscribed. And, you know, it created those emotional connections with the emails that really impacted the campaigns. And that's what we often try to do with any brand.
How familiar were the millennials that worked for your organization with Sesame Street? Did they grow up on it? I guess everybody has, right?
Yes. I mean, it's so iconic that everyone has.
Yeah, absolutely. And even as an adult, I grew up with it. It was actually my nephew is about 10 years younger than I am. He really grew up on it. But, you know, you remember those characters, and that is kind of a dream there, isn't it, where you can use those characters as your messengers, too.
It was wonderful. It was a great campaign.
And funny as well. I used to do the Cookie Monster, although now he's not Cookie Monster anymore. I think he's Veggie Monster. They moved away from cookies.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That's crazy.
Or they were talking about it. It's kind of iconic. I hate to see vegetables chewed up, on the website. Anyway, we've been talking to Christina Hagopian, the CEO and creative director for Hagopian Inc., INK. You can find that on the web. And Christina, we've got about a minute. What insight can you give to people in terms of developing powerful brands, you know, kind of your elevator pitch for people out there?
Well, I mean, I think that it's really important to take the time to have a collaboration and find the time for that inspiration. We often say, you know, it's making your mark. It's having the full brand experience and creating something that is really memorable. And to do that is a really special thing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, certainly looking at the work you've done in the past with your clients, and we're talking about Fortune 500 clients, we can certainly say that you've done that. And Christina, thank you very much. It's the end of the show, folks. Please stay tuned for Farm Talk, and we thank you so much, Christina.